You know, the goal here wasn't just to look at support for basic institutions needed for a rural community to survive. It's really premised on the idea that the right investments in rural communities can make them thrive.
Hi, I'm Ed Meyer, and you're listening to the Business Forward podcast. Business Forward helps local business leaders fix Washington by bringing Washington to them. Subscribe to our podcast to hear conversations between policy experts, elected officials, and local business leaders about important issues like climate action and affordable health care.
In this episode, we hosted a briefing between business leaders and Will McGinty, National Rural Engagement Director on the Biden for President team. We discussed Vice President Biden's plan for rural America, which covers a variety of policy areas, including trade, agriculture, broadband, healthcare, education, and infrastructure. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this call on Rural America. I'm Ed Meyer, and I'm partnering with Business Forward on this programming. We're pleased to host Biden for President's National Rural Engagement Director, Will McGinty. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll let you take it away.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me tonight. I'm really thrilled for this opportunity to share with everyone on the line, Joe Biden's vision for rural America, and to also hear from you as business leaders and leaders in your community about the issues that are important to you. If you want to go to joebiden.com/rural-plan, that will take you right to our rural plan on our website, and you can follow along there. Again, really excited to talk to you tonight about Vice President Biden and Senator Harris's plan for rural America and for small businesses and rural communities. Small businesses are truly the backbone of rural communities, whether it's our locally owned grocery stores and farmers markets where we buy our food, restaurants, coffee shops, bars and grills where we find community, the small manufacturers that provide good paying jobs in our communities, or our small family farmers and ranchers who grow our food. Small businesses are truly the bedrock of our communities. The survival and success of rural communities rests on that bedrock. A healthy, vibrant rural America is essential to the success of our country. Yet in small town after small town, parents watch their kids and grandkids leave rural communities because there just is not enough opportunity for them at home. For too many rural Americans, a pathway to the middle class is out of reach if they stay in their rural communities. And Vice President Biden recognizes this. He recognizes that the moral obligation of our time is rebuilding the middle class, so that this time everyone comes along, regardless of their race, gender, sexual orientation, disability, or zip code. It should not be dependent on whether they live in a city center, a small town, or a remote area. Everyone means everyone. And as President, Vice President Biden will build a pathway to the middle class for rural Americans in rural America. He will pursue a rural economic development strategy that partners with rural communities to invest in their unique assets, with the goal of giving young people more options to live, work, and raise the next generation in rural America. And he will start by strengthening American agriculture. Our farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers have struggled due to the current damaging trade war that we're in. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris recognize that we can't go it alone on the global stage, as this administration has done. And they will pursue a trade policy that works for American farmers. More than 20% of all crops grown and products raised in the United States are exported, supporting hundreds of thousands of jobs and helping to stabilize farm income. President Biden will stand up to China by working with our allies to negotiate from the strongest possible position rather than going it alone. And he'll make sure that our trade policy works for American farmers. Vice President Biden's plan also provides additional support for beginning farmers, fosters the development of regional food systems by partnering with small and mid-sized farmers to help them collectively create supply chains to deliver fresh produce and other products to schools, hospitals, and other state and federal institutions, allowing these farmers to negotiate their own prices. The Biden plan for rural America also expands bio-based manufacturing to bring cutting-edge manufacturing jobs back to rural America. The Biden administration will create a low-carbon manufacturing center in every state in the country, but not just in the cities. As president, Joe Biden will grow the bioeconomy and bio-based manufacturing to bring cutting-edge manufacturing jobs back to rural America. This means taking every aspect of agricultural production, from corn stock to manure, to create chemicals, materials, fabrics, and fibers in a process that is good for the environment and creates new sources of revenue for farmers. Vice President Biden also released a six-step plan to ensure that the future of manufacturing is made in all of America, including rural America. And together, the following six lines of effort will remake American manufacturing and innovation so that the future is made in America by all of America's workers. The six-step plan details buying American products, making Buy American rules real and enforced. It includes a provision for making it in America by retooling and revitalizing American manufacturers with a particular focus on smaller manufacturers and those owned by women and people of color. He provides a line for innovating in America, making a new $300 billion investment in research and development and breakthrough technologies, from electric vehicle technology to lightweight materials to 5G and artificial intelligence. He will invest in all of America by ensuring that investments reach all of America so we draw on the full talents and invest in the potential of all of our communities and workers. He will stand up for America by implementing a pro-American worker tax and trade strategy to fix the harmful policies of the current administration and give our manufacturers and workers the fair shot they need to compete for jobs and market share. And he will supply America by bringing critical supply chains to America so we aren't dependent on China or any other country for the production of critical goods in a crisis. His plan also calls for dearly needed investments in our rural infrastructure system. He plans to transform our crumbling transportation infrastructure, including roads and bridges, rail, aviation, ports, and inland waterways, our lock and dam system that's so outdated and which is so important to our farmers in the Midwest, making the movement of goods and people faster, cheaper, cleaner, and manufactured in America while preserving and growing the union workforce. His plan also expands broadband to every American, recognizing that millions of households without access to broadband are locked out of an economy that's increasingly reliant on virtual collaboration, especially right now during the COVID-19 crisis. As many of us have started to work from home, do school from home, and communicate from home, ensuring that everyone has access to a strong broadband internet access, which was certainly an issue pre-COVID and certainly has been exacerbated by COVID. Just like rural electrification several generations ago, universal broadband is long overdue and critical to broadly shared economic success. Vice President Biden's plan also calls for additional funding for rural public schools. His education plan will triple funding for Title I schools, including those in rural communities, and expand high school to community college business partnerships to prepare students for good jobs. And additionally, Vice President Biden recognizes the critical role that low endowment private colleges and universities play in providing educational opportunities and jobs in many rural communities. And I'm especially, proud of this recognition in this plan, as I attended a low endowment private college in Iowa. As president, he will establish an innovation competitive grant fund for these institutions, giving them additional funds to invest in increasing graduation rates. Vice President Biden also has laid out his healthcare plan and recognizes that rural America faces unique challenges and opportunities when it comes to access to quality healthcare. In many rural communities, the local hospital is one of the largest, if not the largest, employer. Keeping our rural hospitals open is critical not only for saving lives, but also for supporting local economies in rural America. The Affordable Care Act was a big deal in rural America, and he will protect the Affordable Care Act and build upon it. Research found that in states that took up the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion, the expansion was a critical tool in keeping rural hospitals open. Yet 14 states have still not expanded Medicaid eligibility, and an estimated 4.9 million individuals would be eligible for that coverage, but for their state's inaction. Vice President Biden's plan will enroll all of these individuals in a new public option without a premium and with benefits like those offered in Medicaid. This isn't just the right thing to do, but it will help rural hospitals remain solvent. Vice President Biden will also ensure that rural hospitals are adequately funded. He will double funding for community health centers, and he will expand the pipeline of rural healthcare providers into rural communities. And kind of in conclusion here of my overview, the Biden plan for rural America isn't just about ensuring the survival of rural communities, but providing the resources for rural communities to truly thrive and become hubs for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for having me tonight, and really look forward to tonight's discussion.
Thanks so much, Will. Really appreciate it, that comprehensive overview of the Biden rural policies. And now we're going to open up to your questions and comments. And we've gotten several that have come in that really go deeper on several of the pieces that Will identified in the sort of laydown of the policy. I'm going to start, Will, with broadband. We got a question from Dan Luber in Winter Park, Colorado. He's with Slopeside Internet. And he asks, what would a Biden White House do to enable internet competition to flourish in rural markets? So you talked a bit about broadband expansion, but can you talk a bit about, internet competition in rural America?
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes without saying that this issue has really been exacerbated by COVID-19. This has obviously always been an issue for rural communities. And once we do make, this investment, it will really untap a lot of potential in rural communities. And that's why this is, a key part of our rural plan. The Biden plan calls for an investment of $20 billion in rural broadband infrastructure, and will triple funding to expand broadband access in rural areas. We know that high-speed broadband is essential in the 21st century economy, yet far too many rural communities still don't have it. And rural Americans are over 10 more times likely than urban residents to lack quality broadband access, which is, of course, a huge problem. At a time when so many jobs and businesses could really be located anywhere, high-speed internet access should be a great economic equalizer for rural America, not another economic disadvantage. And so our plan, again, calls for an investment of $20 billion in rural broadband infrastructure. It also will triple Community Connect broadband grants and partner with municipal utilities for cutting-edge broadband connections to communities across rural America.
Thanks, Will. I'm going to move to a question from Florida, from Lori Moncrief in Valparaiso, Florida. She's with Adaptive Manufacturing Solutions, and she's asking specifically about Biden's plan for helping small businesses further that have been impacted by COVID. You spoke a little bit about this, but if you could kind of dive a little bit deeper about, the Biden plan, especially for small businesses in rural America that are impacted by the pandemic, that'd be great.
Yeah, and thank you, Lori, for the question. Vice President Biden has released plans to offer support to small businesses that are impacted by COVID. In his Build Back Better plan, over the course of the past few months, as Vice President Biden continues to weigh in on the COVID-19 crisis, both as a public health crisis, but just as importantly as an economic crisis that we're facing right now. And, he has said that, building back better means that, we need to help small businesses and entrepreneurs come out of the other side of this crisis strong, while also demanding more from corporate America. We've seen the second bailout in 12 years for big corporations in Wall Street, and we've seen the Trump administration provide all the tools necessary to help big businesses and folks that, are certainly well connected to the administration. While small businesses have really had to jump through hoops and many couldn't access the relief that they needed. Vice President Biden will help small businesses manage through the pandemic and recover so that millions of entrepreneurs can get back on their feet and carry this economy forward. He will make sure that the program's terms as far as future assistance actually help small businesses. Joe Biden would provide a guarantee that every qualifying small business will get relief, rather than capping the fund in a way that forces small firms to compete against one another. He will also authorize more generous loans that allow for small businesses in need to both keep workers on payroll and cover fixed costs for the duration of the crisis. It's no use paying for payroll if a small business can't keep the lights on. He recognizes that. He will also establish look-back audit mechanisms to police against abuse based on a review of net business income. So he has outlined on our website, if you go to joebiden.com/joesvision, if you search small business, you'll find that plan. But he has outlined the steps that he would take when he's elected president to further help small businesses that have been impacted during this crisis.
One of the areas you addressed was public schools, Will, and the investment in schools and in business partnerships you talked about. One of our questions relates directly to that. It's from Deb Carey. She's with New Glarus Brewing Company in New Glarus, Wisconsin. And Deb asks, what about Biden's plan for trade classes returning to high school? Skilled labor is needed. Can you talk a bit about that sort of education future work topic for us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I should start by saying, Deb, that I'm a huge fan of New Glarus. I'm calling in from Northeast Iowa, and my sister just got back from a camping trip in Michigan and drove through Wisconsin and would have been disowned by her family if she didn't bring back a case of spotted cow. So long-time fan.
That's awesome.
But to your question, which is a really good one, Vice President Biden's education plan calls for providing every middle and high school student a path to a successful career. His plan will ensure that middle and high school students prepare students for good jobs. And students who participate in high-quality career and technical education are more likely to graduate, earn industry credentials, enroll in college, and have higher rates of employment and higher earnings. Like the arts and music, vocational training can often engage students in school, encourage pride for creativity and making, and teach entrepreneurial skills. Yet, American high schools have largely given up on shop classes in order to meet measures of accountability. The Biden administration would invest in school vocational training and partnerships between high schools, community colleges, and employers. These partnerships will create programs that allow students to earn an industry credential upon high school graduation, a credential that readies them for a good paying career. Career and technical education can also be used to increase access to middle and high school courses in computer science, so that students learn computational thinking and are prepared to lead in fields such as virtual reality and artificial intelligence, and certainly, making really good beer.
That's awesome. Let's dive into a healthcare question. This comes from Pennsylvania, from Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Thomas Ross with Critical Medical Solutions. One of the things you talked about was the unique challenges that folks in rural communities face when it comes to healthcare. And this particular question is around telehealth. So Thomas is asking, how do you envision digital technology such as telehealth will be employed in rural America to improve access to healthcare?
Yeah, this is a great question, and in our plan we do address telehealth. We do also address incentivizing rural healthcare providers to both remain in rural healthcare settings and remain in those rural communities, as well as recruit rural healthcare providers to those communities. But we know that it is very difficult to hire and retain, especially in mental health. Vice President Biden's rural plan calls not just for building new rural health clinics and not just for incentivizing that rural healthcare workforce, but also deploying telehealth in rural America. During the Obama-Biden administration, they successfully used the USDA Community Facility Direct Loan and Grant Program to build rural hospitals and mental health clinics across rural America and to equip them with the technology that they needed. As Vice President Biden will expand this grant funding with a focus on accelerating the deployment of telehealth for mental health and specialty care. We view telehealth as a vital resource for rural communities with limited access to providers, especially in the mental health field again. And we've certainly outlined both the plan to hopefully incentivize some rural health care providers to either accept positions in rural health facilities and remain in those rural communities, but also to ensure that we have those telehealth options that are going to be so vital and are so vital right now for rural communities.
So let's go into an agricultural question. You started out with agriculture in terms of laying down the Biden rural plan. And we have a question from Tanya Jefferson in Midlothian, Virginia. She's with Transnational Imports and Exports. And Tanya's asking, will the rural policy include agricultural grants for African-American farmers? So I would love for you to talk a little bit about sort of how the agriculture plan is specifically targeted to African-American farmers, but also how we, you know, build support diversity within the agricultural space.
Yeah, this is I'm really grateful to Tanya for this question, because this is a really important issue. And if you're looking for this policy, it is in our racial economic equity policy on our website, again, at joebiden.com/joesvision. And in that plan, Vice President Biden calls for addressing longstanding inequities in agriculture, you know, looking to build upon the progress that was made during the Obama-Biden administration, but recognizing that, you know, that we have a long ways to go to right the ship with the, you know, injustices that African-American farmers have faced over the years. And so his plan calls for taking additional steps to support the rights of Black farmers. He will advance the Farmland Purchase Assistance Program. As President, Vice President Biden would advance a comprehensive effort to assist in both the purchase of farmland and the ability of Black, Brown, and Native farmers to keep that land. This includes credit and technical support in the form of expedited credit, low-interest loans, and technical assistance. In addition, Vice President Biden recognizes the disadvantage that Black, Brown, and Native farmers face when they are forced to compete with other farmers who have decades of privileged access to federal assistance. And as president, he will explore the use of land trusts, cooperative farm operations, and farm credit systems geared towards Black, Brown, and Native farmers as a means to support this population and diversify our agricultural sector. He will also protect heirs' property. For over a century, Black, Brown, and Native farmers faced exploitation and policy and practice in a manner that limited their ability to retain a rightful claim to inherited property and to access federal programs. Building on recent congressional bills and model legislation at the state level, Vice President Biden would implement guidelines and regulations that preserve heirs' ownership of family farms and ensure that these landowners have equal access to federal credit and agricultural programs. He will also establish a farmland trust. This trust will support new farmers from underrepresented low-income communities to find, purchase, and succeed on farmland. The trust will also help connect these farms to marginalized communities locally and in urban or rural areas in an effort to develop and maintain a more diverse supply chain that provides entry points for aspiring entrepreneurs in the food production industry. And finally, he will advance fairness, accountability, and transparency at the United States Department of Agriculture, which is dearly needed. You know, again, there was progress made during the Obama-Biden administration, but you know, it hasn't gone far enough. You know, we've taken steps back under this current administration, and he will do everything that he can, and the Biden-Harris administration will do everything that they can to make sure that United States Department of Agriculture is fair, accountable, and transparent in their dealings with all farmers and ranchers across the country.
Thanks, Will. And we just have time for one more question. And so I'm going to take moderator's privilege and call on a fellow Texan. I live in Dallas, and this is a question from Richardson, which is a suburb just north of Dallas. It's from Carla Zimler, and I think it's a great one to end on. And Carla asks, how does Biden plan to get his message for rural America out in a way that energizes rural Americans to vote for him?
This is a great question, Carla. This is what I deal in every day. And the, you know, we're excited to have, you know, great staff in battleground states that are working on this exact, you know, outreach. And when we put together the Biden plan for rural America over a year ago, you know, the goal here wasn't just to look at support for basic institutions needed for a rural community to survive. It's really premised on the idea that the right investments in rural communities can make them thrive and make rural communities an exciting place to live, to raise a family, and for entrepreneurs and small business owners to succeed. And, you know, to deliver that message, Vice President Biden has spoken frequently about this vision throughout the campaign. He'll continue to do so on the campaign trail. And as a campaign, we've been airing rural radio and TV ads with this message. We've had rural phone banks in battleground states where we talk to voters, you know, speaking through the lens of rural issues and ensuring that we have, you know, volunteers who are equipped with this message as well. We're utilizing our national surrogates, our in-state surrogates, and our local validators to spread the message of our rural plan through local radio and TV, through op-eds and letters to the editor and local newspapers, and on virtual events. And so, you know, we're going to continue to do everything we can to amplify this message, to talk about this, you know, really big vision to revitalize rural communities, to help rural communities thrive, and really look forward to working with all those that are, you know, looking to help out and looking to get involved in the campaign.
For more information on Business Forward programming, visit businessfwd.org. The Business Forward podcast is a production of Business Forward, hosted by me, Ed Meyer, and Jim Doyle. Produced and engineered by Alexia Lipman and Alex Passanen. Special thanks to our Director of Programming, Janet Platt. Thank you for listening. See you next time.